Power, Passion, and Pose is a new photo exhibition at Chattanooga's Hunter Museum. The images by Ken Brower and Deborah Ori feature ballet dancers, often in vintage or modern fashions from around the world, with costumes alongside the photos. This evening at 5 p.m., Ken and Deborah will give an artist talk. Ken, Deborah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you
for having us.
Happy to be here.
Tell us more about how these photos, this exhibition.
Well, Ken and I were both photographers, and when we met, we decided we wanted to do a project together. I had been a dancer growing up, and that had been my first passion before photography. So that was always something I was interested in. And Ken had photographed Paris Opera a few times for assignments when he was younger.
So I had a 30-year background doing fashion and beauty in Paris and came back to the States. And Deborah and I wanted to do a personal project together. And we tried road trips and different kind of photography ventures. And you can say we sort of tumbled into this through our daughter.
Yeah, we had two daughters and they were both dancing, kind of following my footsteps. And they were studying ballet at American Ballet Theater. They did Nutcracker and they were obsessed with certain dancers in the company. So for my daughter's, I think it was her 12th birthday, she wanted to decorate her room with a ballet theme. So we were looking for photographs to put on her wall and we were looking for the current dancers that she liked. And we didn't find a lot, actually, which was kind of surprising. We were finding pictures of Baryshnikov and past famous dancers, but nothing of the current stars. So Ken thought it would be fun to photograph them ourselves.
Or at least one or two for her room.
Yes. So we reached out on social media to one of her favorite dancers who happened to be early in social media presence and sent him a couple of pictures of Canada and some celebrities that he recognized. And he was really excited. It turns out that he happens to love photography as well. So he came over. We got along really well with him and had a great photo session. And afterwards, he asked us who else we'd like to photograph. And that was how it all began.
And this is a collaboration between dance, photography, choreography.
Yeah, I think there was a time early on in dance where there was a lot of photographers who worked with both choreographers and dancers, and there was a lot of artists who collaborated with sets, and fashion was heavily involved. And over the years, that still exists, but I think it's less than it used to be. So we love the idea of collaboration and bringing these art forms together. So what happened was our first book was really not at all focused on fashion, but being that I had actually worked in fashion magazines and done some styling as well, and Ken worked a lot with fashion, immediately we both thought of using fashion for the pictures.
It was a nice sequel to what we had been doing. So we had already done a book before called The Art of Movement, and this was sort of a natural second book introducing clothes, because clothes and costumes are pretty close, and sort of bring it up to date.
Well, what I thought was originally in our first book, we introduced little elements of fashion. And so for the second book, we really wanted to add the fashion element.
Which was not easy because not all couture clothes one can move in or jump in or move around.
And that's one of the challenges. What were some of the others?
Getting the clothes.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard to figure out which clothes would work well. I mean, a lot of clothes are constricting and don't allow for movement. And then we had to find things that would work well with dance and, you know, have a life of its own when the dancers moved with it.
Also, we needed clothes that fit the dancer's personality. So it wasn't like a fashion shooting where we had a rack of clothes and you just jump into one and we'd shoot you. At this point, we knew the dancers fairly well on a personal level, and we wanted to have them wear something that was them. I mean, even to the point that Danielle Simpkin, who was one of the first dancers who we shot, and we shot him in a
Valentino,
in a Valentino jacket, and he actually bought the jacket afterwards.
Was this all done or largely done before the pandemic? Did this have to adjust in any way because of the past year?
Yeah, it was all done before the pandemic. So we had actually finished our first book well before, and then our second book was done in the beginning of 2020. So we finished it. We did a lot of book signings. We did some gallery shows. We were about to have a museum show in Russia, and we were on our way there, almost ready to go, like a couple weeks away. And then that got canceled for the pandemic. And so we're so excited to have this museum show because so much got canceled that year, but we were pretty much in the stage of being done with the photographs and working on more exhibitions of it at that point.
And how did you connect with the Hunter Museum here in Chattanooga?
They reached out to us. I believe they saw an exhibition we had done in Boston at our gallery, the Leno Gallery, and they really liked the work and were interested in doing something there. And we were really excited.
And what do you hope people here in Chattanooga and the surrounding area take away from this exhibition and what you're sharing with us?
Good question.
It's interesting. I mean, a lot of people that have seen our work now suddenly want to go see dance performances. And they're certainly following certain dancers that we photographed, or it's really introduced them to this world. But there's other people who tell us that they aren't that interested in dance and they just like the images, that they have, you know, a feeling of freedom and expression and emotion, and they see them as beautiful bodies and beautiful clothing or just expressive emotions. So it's interesting. People take away different things from it.
And if people want more information about the exhibition here, they can go to the Hunter Museum's website, huntermuseum.org. Beyond that, if they want more information, they want to see more of your work, where can they go online?
Our work is online at nycdanceproject.com. So we have
it
there.
That's a good place to start.
Good place to start. We also have two books. We have The Art of Movement and The Style of Movement, which are available in bookstores all over. Hopefully we'll have some at the Hunter Museum. And where else? We have a gallery in Palm Beach and in Boston, and that's a good start.
We're Googleable.
All right. Ken, Deborah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.